Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 10th episode of NBA Peculiarities. And, well, from what I've seen in the playoffs so far, it's worth your 10th episode. It really is, because it's been amazing until now. I've seen two game winners in a span of 2 days, so that's really nice. But I'm first gonna take it back to the play-in, because, in my opinion, like, Lakers-Warriors was one of the best games of the season. It was amazing, and eventually the Lakers came out on top, but that's honestly all I really have to say about it. I said in the episode prior to this one that we might see a sort of upset from the Warriors, and, well, they almost pulled it off, so, yeah. But, it was just a good game, and honestly, it didn't matter to me who won it in the end, but it was just a really nice game to watch. You know, the Wizards lost to Celtics for the only reason being Jason Tatum. But, I feel, you know, but then they won against the Pacers, so they're still in the playoffs. Then in overtime, also a good game. That's just what you get with one game eliminations. In overtime, the Grizzlies edged the Warriors, and yeah. So it's I don't know what to say about it, because both teams deserve to be in the playoffs, honestly. But then I would say mostly still the Grizzlies, because the Warriors are just honestly. Stephen Curry, Andrew Wiggins a little bit, Jordan Poole playing okay, and then just the rest of the team, and the Grizzlies are more of, like, a team, in my opinion. And then, so they edged the Warriors out, and then, well, I enjoyed this day to the max. I'm a Heat fan, you know, and I watched the complete game of Heat versus Bucks, and, well, when we edged it to overtime, I was really happy. And then we get hit by that game-winning jump shot by Middleton, and I threw my cell phone. Luckily, I was sitting on the couch, and I threw it on the couch, but I almost broke my cell phone. Just out of pure frustration. But I should let that go really quick, because our two best players, Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, didn't have a good game, and we still only lost by two. At the other end, though, the Bucks only made 5 three-pointers on 31 attempts, and we still lost. So, it's good and bad at the same time, because I feel like we could have won if Bam or Jimmy had a better game. I mean, sure, Jimmy put us into overtime, but the rest of the game wasn't great. Same goes for Bam Adebayo, this wasn't a great game. It wasn't bad either, but I've seen better games from both of them. Hopefully, they can step it up tonight, because if we can, we might see a win. This series, even if we lose, this series, also from a neutral perspective, is a great series, because it can really go either way, and both teams just match up really well. So yeah, it's just great. The other day, Mavericks versus Clippers. Yeah, Mavericks versus Clippers, that's and also a series where I've been really looking forward to, and Luka, I just can't unsee the fact that kid is, like, that man is, in comparison to other NBA stars, still a kid, to put it that way. And he is playing like he's LeBron, you know? And it's just so enjoyable to watch, and I absolutely love it. But he puts the Mavericks on his back. I mean, the Porzingis should be there as a secondary star. This game, he didn't do much offensively. Sure, defensively, he was there. You know, he guarded that paint. But that's honestly it. So, but still, the Mavericks won, because also, like, Dorian Finney-Smith showing that he's actually a good player. Tim Hardaway Jr. showing that he's a good player. Like, you know, the Clippers, in the first half, it was Pandemic P. In the second half, he stepped it up. It was better. So, I can't call him Pandemic P, and I won't do it, because everybody can have a bad game. And it still wasn't a bad game, just the first half was worse than the second half, to put it that way. And, yeah. And they eventually lost. I feel like in this game, it was deservedly so. But the series might still go to the Clippers, simply because all around they're better. But you know, with the Clippers in the playoffs, you never know for sure. And then there's also the rumor that Kawhi would go to the Mavericks next year, and what's better to go to a team like the Mavs if they went on a bigger playoff run? If you're leaving the Clippers and you're playing against a team that you might be joining, then why not let that team go through? Because if you come in that locker room and they made a run to the conference finals, for example, not saying that they necessarily do, then it's better for the morale, and you have an already better team, even though the team is not that much better. I mean, if you're Kawhi, you make that team better, but just if the morale is higher, the team is better. That's a simple. Celtics, Nets. The Nets are just a good rounded team, and they won, deservedly so. So, really all there is to say, because I'm expecting like a gentleman sweep in 5 games, something like that. In the beginning, the Celtics were like a bit better, but they can't keep that up for a whole game, and then the Nets just storm by. Williams of the Celtics had quite some blocks and did really well. I'm not saying that the Celtics have a bad team or something, even though with Jaylen Brown out, with Kemba Walker had a bit of an off day, Jason Tatum, well, sure didn't drop 50, but you're not doing that every game. But didn't have a bad game either, but you know, it just wasn't enough to save him. But the rest of the team was okay, but in comparison to the Nets, okay is sure as hell not good enough. This one, honestly, the other game, Portland, Denver, it's just, if Denver would have had a fully healthy team, they might go on like a finals run. They don't, and The Trailblazers were better this game, but they're not better in the series, I feel like. I feel like this series will still go to the Nuggets. But they play again tonight, I feel like. Yeah, they do. So if they play... So I'm not... I'm planning on having more episodes in a week than just one. So it might be back Wednesday or Thursday or something. I don't know for sure yet. But somewhere there. But... 2 or 3 episodes in a week, simply because it is playoffs and it's a great time. It's the best time of the year. So, Trailblazers won, even though they're not the better team. I mean, yeah, they were a better team yesterday. They were a better team. Then, I watched Wizards 76ers as well, and it was just clear for me, 76ers are just too good for the Wizards. I mean, Simmons clamps up the isolation of Beal and Westbrook. And inside, they have Joel Embiid. And then at the other side, the 76ers can score. I'm not saying that Wizards can take a game or two, maybe. But all around, the Sixers are going to win this series. Most certainly. But the Wizards can still be proud because they came out of nowhere in the beginning of the season. They were just one of the worst teams in basketball, and now here they are in the playoffs, so they can really be proud of that. Another game that I watched and I really enjoyed watching, Lakers Suns. To be fair, I only watched till the end of the third, and then it was late, it was like 12 a.m., so I decided to go to bed. But the thing is, even though I didn't watch the fourth quarter, it was clear to me that the Suns were the better team. In the beginning, like, the Lakers were there, but in the second quarter, the Suns were starting to get away, and they were just a better team. Like, Devin Booker had an amazing first game in the playoffs ever, and same goes for Ayton. Chris Paul didn't score that much, but he's the playmaker, you know, so he got all those assists, and that's all you need from him. Also, just that veteran on the court. They were just simply better. There's not much else I can say it. They were just better all around. Even though like the Lakers are the best defensive team in the league, they were okay defensively because they held them under 100, so that still isn't bad. But they weren't that good offensively. Also, not bad, but just the Suns were better. That's it. Other game, I didn't watch the other two games of the evening because, as I said, I went to bed. So, I didn't watch it. All I know is, like, Knicks Atlanta. I didn't know what to expect from it, and I still don't know. Because, like, the Knicks are a good team, and, like, Obi Toppin had a good game, Quickly had a good game, like, you know, and they just lost by a game winner. An amazing game winner by Trae Young, and, you know, just Trae Young has proven that even though he's just as young as Luka, he also has that talent. But, like, I just don't know what to think of it. Also because I didn't watch it, but if you just look at it, those teams are, like, on paper, I'd say the Knicks are a bit better. But it's close, and you can also see this in the standings. So it all depends on who takes the next game. If the Hawks take the next game, this series might go to Atlanta. If New York takes the next game, I think it's going to New York. I think that's it, but yeah, you can think about that yourself. And this one really surprised me. I mean, I know that the Grizzlies aren't a bad team and they won two games in a play-in tournament to get here, but they beat the Utah Jazz. And that's what I said, and I don't know, I think it's, yeah, the episode is called, like, the Western Conference and the Utah Jazz or something. I don't know which episode it was, maybe 4th or 5th. I think it's 4th, and the 5th was about the 1985 draft lottery. But in that one, I said that, like, the Jazz, they have Donovan Mitchell, who in the playoffs last year had, like, the 50-point game and stuff. But, like, they don't, and they have Rudy Gobert, and, like, just a good team, but sometimes you just look at it and you're like, how did they make it to the one seed? Because if you take a look at the rest of the West, it isn't that much better, if it's even better. On paper, I'm not saying that they're not better than the rest, because they're still the one seed, even though by just a game against the Suns, but still, they are still it, and this game still went to overtime, so it was still a close game. And the Jazz are probably still going to win the series. But this is why you love playoffs, right? Because if the underdog takes one game, you're like, oh shit, what's going to happen? So, I just like that happened, but I think it's more of a fluke, and the next game is just going to Utah Jazz. And again, and again, and again. Grizzlies might take another game, but this series is going to 6. That's my prediction. Yeah. That's honestly all I have to say right now. I hope you all are enjoying the playoffs as well. And yeah, I'll be back Wednesday or Thursday. Also depends on where you live, of course. So, I hope to see you, or like, not see you, but I hope that you check in next episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I wish you a pleasant day. Bye-bye.